Welcome to 2021 year of supernatural turnaround. Let's rise to our feet and begin to magnify the name of the Lord. With my soul have I desired thee all through the night, yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. Let's begin to thank him for the encounters of the night. Let's give him thanks and praise. Let's give him glory for the encounters all through the night. Let's appreciate God for orchestrating it. Let's give him thanks and praise. Let's give him glory that is due to him alone. Let's appreciate him intensely. Let's say, Father, we thank you for enabling us to encounter you all through the night. We lay it to heart to give you praise. We lay it to heart to give you glory. We lay it to heart to bless your name. No one would have granted us revelations into your deep things all through the night if not you. We therefore lay it to heart to appreciate you. We therefore lay to heart to give you praise. We lay to heart to give you glory. We lay to heart to appreciate you. We are not tired of thanking you for the encounters all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Lord, we lay to heart to give you praise. We lay to heart to give you glory. We lay to heart to appreciate you, Lord. Are you thanking him? Give him thanks and praise. Give him glory for the encounters. Give him thanks and praise. Give him glory for the testimonies, for the diverse encounters. Appreciate him from the depths of our heart. Appreciate him intensely. Appreciate him from the depths of your heart. Father, we cannot be tired of thanking you. Father, we cannot be tired of giving you praise that is due to you alone. Lord, we saw you, we witnessed your presence. We appreciate you for it, Lord. We thank you for diverse encounters. We lay it to heart to give you praise. For what you are set to do again today, Father, we lay it to heart to thank you. We lay to heart to give you praise for what you are set to do again today. We lay to heart to appreciate you from the depths of our heart. Be glorified, be magnified, be lifted up on high, be exalted, O God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, take absolute preeminence of this covenant of prayer. Do what no man can do in our midst, and let the name of the Father be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Let's put our hands together as we welcome the priest.
Unto the Lord be the glory, great things is done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be all the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be all the glory, great things he has done. For great we
Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Adoration be unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
All the honor be unto our God. Hallelujah.
Glory be.
Glory, glory, glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord.
All the glory must be to the Lord. Shout hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord.
All the praises be unto our King. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord.
Hosanna be unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory, glory be unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord.
Glory, glory be unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Lord.
Because you are worthy. You are worthy of our praise. You are the Most High. You are worthy, worthy, Baba.
You are worthy,
yes.
Worthy
you are the Most High. You are worthy.
You are worthy.
You are worthy of our praise. God of Shiloh, you are worthy, worthy, Papa.
Worthy,
worthy. Jesus, I give you praise.
I give you
all my praise. From everlasting to everlasting, I give you praise. You are worthy of praise. Hallelujah. You are worthy of praise.
You are worthy of
praise. You are worthy, worthy, worthy,
worthy.
You are worthy of praise. For you are worthy. You are worthy of my praise. You are the Most High. You are worthy, worthy, Papa.
Worthy,
Lord, worthy, Lord, worthy, Lord.
Because
I give you praise. I give you all my praise. From everlasting to everlasting, I give you praise.
Together and take your seats. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. This morning, we're starting our prayers on a Thanksgiving note. We're saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the supernatural impact of the word all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. In Psalm 115 and verse 1, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. For thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Can we rise with our scripture encouraging and pray this prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the supernatural impact of the word all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. We're thanking God that the word was given in the first instance. The Lord gave the word. Let's lift up our voice and thank him. And it not only came, it was impactful. Everyone who had the word was touched. No one went back the same way again. Let's thank God for the impactful word of God. For the impactful word of God that was given to us all through the prophetic feast. Men spoke like angels. The voice of God was heard. Men spoke as the oracles of God. Let's thank God. And the word was impactful. The effect was clear. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Let's magnify him. He gave the word. He gave the word. Many people published it. And the word was impactful upon the people. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The quickening word was given. Let's bless the name of the Lord. And it was impactful. It was to us the right word. The word in season. The sent word. The word of power. Give him praise. Give him glory. Lift up your voice unto God this morning and thank him. Thank him. The impactful word. All through that prophetic feast. One after another, men of God spoke by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Give him praise. Give him glory. And the word was impactful upon the hearers. It was not ordinary. We saw the effect. Many came to know the Lord. Many were transformed. The direction to go was given to many people. An understanding of the promised land and access into it. Let's give him praise. Let's give him glory. He sent us the word and he impacted the word by the power of his Holy Spirit. Let's praise him. Let's magnify the name of the Lord. Lift up your voice, cause it to be heard. Don't murmur. Don't mutter. Speak clear words unto God. Thank him. Say, Father, thank you for the impactful word given unto us all through all this 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Give him praise. Give him glory. Magnify the name of the Lord. Lift up your voice. Cause it to be heard on high. Speak to God this morning. Say, Father, thank you for the supernatural impact of the word all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Father, thank you for the supernatural impact of the word all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice, cause it to be heard. Speak to him clearly. Lift up your hands as well. Wave it unto him in appreciation. Father, we are grateful. We have come this morning with thanks, recognizing that the word came from you. And it was by your grace that it impacted on the life of the people. Thank you, and thank you again. We give you praise. We give you glory. We magnify you, Lord. Father, we are grateful. Lord, you said there will be a feast of the prophetic word, and it was supplied abundantly. Everyone, Lord God, you met them at the point of their need. Whatever they needed to know, you gave to them. Father, thank you. The word of deliverance, the word of salvation, the word of direction, Lord, the word of abundance of supplies, the word of fulfillment of prophecy. Whatever was needed by anyone was freely supplied in the banquet, and it was impactful. Thank you, Father. We are grateful. With hearts of gratitude, we have come this morning to say thank you. Blessed be your name, Father. Wave up your hands in appreciation. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Please put your hands together. We'll take your seats.
Next, when we rise, we shall pray in this manner, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your continuous protection and preservation over this commission and all her members from all satanic assaults. Zechariah chapter 2 and verse 5, the scripture declares, for I say the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and I'll be the glory in the midst of her. Let's rise together this morning. Lift up our voices, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your continuous protection and preservation over this commission and all her members. Lift up your voice, everyone, this morning, and let's give quality thanks to God from the depth of our hearts. Our Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your continuous protection. We thank you for your ceaseless protection and preservation over this great commission and all her members from every satanic assault all these years past. Lift up your voice. Remember, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Therefore, let's do that which is good this morning, giving quality thanks to our God and our Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we say thank you for your endless protection, for your continuous preservation over this great commission and all her members, both young and old, both the male and the female. Your hand of defense, your hand of protection has never departed from your people. Lift up your voice. Our God deserves our thanks this morning. With grateful hearts, everyone, let's give thanks to God this morning. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are gathered again to thank you for your continuous protection and preservation enjoyed by this great commission and all her members.
the past 40 years and even beyond. You have been a wall of fire round about this commission, a wall of defense round about our members, defending our members from every assault of the wicked, shielding us from every arrow of darkness. Father, for that we say thank you. Someone truly grateful this morning, ensure your thanksgiving is registered. You are giving quality thanks to God from the depth of your heart this morning. Our Father, we thank you. Faithful God, we thank you for your continuous protection, your continuous preservation, your wall of fire that's been around this great commission, round about every member, defending us from every attack of the wicked, from every arrow of darkness, shielding us day and night, preserving every member and this great commission as a whole. For that we are gathered this morning, returning all the glory and all the praise to you. Lift up your voice, everyone, even this morning. Let's give quality thanks to God from the depth of our hearts. Our Father, we give you thanks and praise again this morning for your continuous protection, your continuous preservation. Enjoy day and night, year in, year out, the past 40 years and even beyond. For this great commission, you have not allowed the rod of the wicked to rest upon the lot of the righteous in this great commission. For that we say thank you. Someone truly grateful this morning, give quality thanks to God. Do that from the depth of your heart. Do that consciously. Do that intentionally. For the wall of fire that the Lord has placed round about this great commission, no negative news the past 40 years. No negative news the past 40 years. The good hand of the Lord has been evident over this great commission, over our members round about. For that we say thank you. Lift up your voice. You can give God thanks some more this morning from the depth of your heart. Our Father, we are not taking you for granted this morning. Your hand of protection evident over this great commission, defending her, defending her members, protecting and preserving over this great, preserving this great commission and all her members from all assault of the wicked. Lift up your voice. Someone thank God some more this morning. Right now you can thank him in the spirit, in the language of the spirit, from the depth of your heart, returning all the glory, returning all the thanks, returning all the praise to this faithful God, the one that has preserved, the one that keep continuously protecting and preserving this great commission and all her members from every satanic assault. Our Father, we give you thanks. We are gathered this morning with grateful hearts, returning all the glory and returning all the praise to you again. Lift up your hands. Let's wave them to Jesus this morning. Our Father, we thank you. Take all the glory in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Big hand for Jesus, and you may be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for establishing all our new converts and new members in this church, thereby turning them into active disciples of Christ. Can I hear the loudest amen? John chapter 4, verse 29 and 39, a paraphrase says, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And many Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did. Please rise up to your feet, lift up your voice as we appreciate God together for his mighty hand that is at work in our midst. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for establishing all our new converts, establishing all our new members in this church, thereby turning them into active disciples of Christ. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice as you bless his name. Lift up your voice as you give him thanks. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for establishing all our new converts, establishing all our new members in this church, turning them into active disciples of Christ. pursuing kingdom advancement endeavors. Someone lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice as you give him thanks. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we have returned to say thank you for your mighty hand that has established all our new converts and new members in this church over the years, converting them into active disciples of Christ. Lift up your voices as you appreciate God. Lift up your voice as you give him thanks. My Father and my God, none can come except you draw them. Not only did you draw them, you established them. You caused them to take roots downwards and begin to bear fruits upwards, becoming active disciples of Christ. And we have returned to say thank you. Someone lift up your voice as you appreciate God for all our new members, all our new converts, both established in the faith and becoming active disciples of Christ upon this mountain. Lift up your hands, lift up your voices, give God thanks, give God praise. My Father and my God, we return all the praise to you. We return all adoration to you. Blessed be your name forever. Father, thank you for establishing all our new converts, for establishing all our new members in this church, turning them into active disciples of Christ. Turning them into active disciples of Christ. Not only have you established them, Father Lord, through them, O Lord, you have also established others. Someone lift up your voice as you give God thanks. Lift up your voice as you appreciate God. Lift up your voice as you give him all the glory. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for establishing all our new converts and new members in this church. Thank you for establishing all our new converts and all our new members in this church. Father Lord, thereby turning them into active disciples of Christ. We have returned to say thank you. We have returned to appreciate you. We have returned to bless your name. We have returned to say that you alone are worthy of the praise for the multitudes you have both gathered to yourself and established upon this mountain, turning them into active disciples of Christ. Lift up those hands, lift up those voices, appreciate him in your understanding, also appreciate him in the spirit. My Father and my God, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we bless your holy name. Now wave those hands in appreciation to God, give him thanks, give him praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We have given thanks. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
We yet again rise, and when we rise, we'll be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. That amen can be stronger. And Jeremiah chapter 30 and in verse 19, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. I will multiply them, they shall not be few, and I will glorify them, they shall not be small. Please, let's rise up on our feet, saints of God everywhere, and let's begin to give him praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Are we lifting up our voices to give God thanks? He's worthy. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement. Thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. An ever-increasing city without walls. Saints of God, are we giving God thanks? Let's magnify him. Let's give him the glory. Let's give him the praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement, continuous unstoppable growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Are we lifting up our voices to give him thanks. Ensure you are not just muttering words. We are giving him thanks. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church. Continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Lift up your voice, saints of God everywhere. Ensure you are focused as we give God quality thanks. He deserves it. He delights in it. Let's give him all the praise. Let's give him all the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth, for the continuous growth and enlargement in this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls, an ever-increasing city without walls. This has been our experience, and we give him the glory. We give him the honor. We give him the adoration. Lift up your voice. Give God thanks. Give him praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Let's lift up our voice, thanking him in our understanding, thanking him in the spirit. He that giveth thanks in the spirit doeth it well. Lift up your voice, saints of God everywhere. Let heaven hear your voice of thanksgiving this hour. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Lift up your voice. Magnify the name of the Lord. He is worthy. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Lift up your voice. Thank him in your understanding. Thank him in the spirit. But ensure that you are doing it from the depth of your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. We magnify you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the continuous growth and enlargement of this church, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. We give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
And now this shall be our prayer line as we rise. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, resulting in change of story testimonies for every worshiper. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Rise with me this morning and invest on the altar of prayer. We are saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, send your word in season at a midweek service tonight, resulting in change of story testimonies for every worshiper. This prayer is upholding everyone that God shall be bringing into a midweek service tonight. None of them shall go without a change of story. Every one of them shall be shining brighter than they came. Lift up your voice. You are investing. You are engaging on the altar of prayer. Remember, we are possessing what God has prepared for us. He said, we all with open face beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image. Therefore, lift up your voice right now, wherever you may be. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, send your word in season. Send your life transforming word. Send your life changing word at a midweek service tonight, resulting in change of story testimonies for every worshiper. Everyone shining brighter, everyone growing stronger, increasing from grace to grace, not one remaining the same. Our Father, the word to match, we ask for this morning. Oh God of heaven, send us your word in season, beautiful for every situation. Send us your word in season
at our midweek service tonight. Lift your voice everywhere. Sense of God. Let's ask of God this morning. Let's place a demand. Let's be fervent and strong in the faith. Ask, you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Give value to your waiting today. Give value to your presence on the altar of prayer as you lift up holy voices, whether you are by yourself or in a congregation. You are on the move. You are praying. Everyone asking of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ to send us his word in season. The word in season. The word in season. At our midweek service tonight, seasoning every destiny with a change of story testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise, shine, for your light has come. Therefore, place a demand for the light of his word. Let it run swiftly. Let it come with understanding. Let it come with power, bringing about change of story testimonies in the life of every worshiper. Trying us, losing us, and setting us upon a high places like Joseph. Changing our stories like Hannah. Changing our stories like Esther. Changing our stories like Sarah. Our Father, visit us tonight with your word in season. At our midweek service, let every worshiper return with a change of story testimony. Are you praying, sense of God? Lift up your voice this morning. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Desire of the Lord for the word in season. Oh God of heaven, let your word in season rain down upon us at our midweek service tonight, changing the story of every worshiper, male and female, young and old, first timers and new converts. Oh Lord, from glory to glory, he answers prayers when we pray. Let's lift up this prayer right now with faith in our heart, with confidence in his word. Our Father and our God, we ask of you to send the word in season. Send us the word in season, the right word, the composite word, the word in season, targeting every situation at our midweek service tonight, all over, changing the story of every worshiper from glory to glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Now be passionate, much more praying in the Holy Ghost. You can speak words of faith in your understanding, but everyone looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, ensure your voice is reaching out to God with depth of fervency, with strong faith. We are placing a demand on the altar of prayer as commanded by the word of God. He's honoring us, he's answering us, he's rewarding us. Pray some more right now. Pray some more right now. Don't look around. Don't just mutter words. Father, in the name of Jesus, send us your word in season at our midweek service tonight, resulting in change of story testimonies for every worshiper. In the name of Jesus Christ, change of story testimonies for every worshiper. Not one remaining the same. For we all, beholding his word, are changed by his word from glory to glory. Now lift up your hands. Lift up your voice. Give thanks to God. This prayer is answered in Jesus' awesome name. We have prayed. Be seated and give Jesus a big, big hand of praise.
Right now it's time for personal supplication. We have the opportunity to go before the Lord and give expression to our heart desires right now. As we do so this morning, let's remember his word to us in 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 and 18. Pray without ceasing. But then, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So whatever those issues might be, as we pray unto God, let's begin with thanksgiving. And the God that answers prayers will answer all our requests in Jesus' name. Please rise up on your feet and do this in faith. Do this confidently. Do this knowing fully well that you are praying to a prayer answering God. Take advantage of this moment. Don't be casual. Be deliberate. Be intentional. And connect with heaven. Right now, lift up your hands to the Lord. Lift up your voice to him and begin to thank him for answered prayers. Thank him in your understanding. Thank him in the Holy Ghost. God has heard and answered. Father, we give you praise and glory for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for the Lord.
In this covenant hour of prayer this morning, it is testimony time. Make it louder, my breakthrough time. Please listen attentively to the following documented testimonies, and yours shall be the next in Jesus' name. Number one, marital settlement via kingdom stewardship. I joined this commission in 2009 as a student. And in 2016, after my National Youth Service Program, I believed God for marital settlement. Meanwhile, in 2016, I was informed that a woman of God came to pray in our compound, and then she said something was done against me getting married. When I heard this, my spirit reacted, and I refused to obey the instruction. However, I chose to keep serving God for my settlement. In 2017, I had three proposals, but they were all canceled without any reason. At a point, it looked as if their prophecy was true, but I kept serving God and following instructions from this commission. Lo and behold, against the will of my enemies, on the 4th January 2020, I got married to a pastor in this church. That same year, in December 2020, God bless her with his son. Like that one leper, I return all the glory to God for liberating me. We can do better for Jesus. To him alone be all the glory. The testifier is Chinenno Emmanuel Andrew. Shall we celebrate Jesus the more? Number two, divine settlement. I joined this commission in 2012, but prior to that time, we were beaten and battered. After asking God to show us where to serve him, the Holy Ghost directed my feet to Canaan land. Immediately we joined this commission, we began to see breakthroughs as God began to touch our lives. We believed God for a child, and during one of the covenant days of fruitfulness in 2012, Papa declared that sperm doesn't make children, but God is the one that created them. That word hit my wife and I like never before. Papa also asked, how many children do you want? And my wife said, two. In August 2013, my wife took in, and during the scan, two babies were revealed. A big hand for Jesus. In August 2013, my wife took in, and during the scan, the two babies were revealed. By May 2014, she was delivered of two bouncing baby girls. We also asked God to give us our own home, and in 2014, God laid it in my heart to buy 20 pieces of plastic chairs for my zone. I bought the chairs, and God gave us a piece of land. By 2015, when the Wonder Double prophetic agenda was declared, we obeyed, and same year, we built our house. A big hand for Jesus. By May 2017, we packed into our own house. We return all the glory to the God of this commission. Praise the Lord. Mr. and Mrs. Kisley will be the testifiers. Shall we rise to our feet this morning with a big hand for Jesus for this amazing act of God in our midst?
Shall we lift our hands to heaven this morning? And let's give quality thanks unto God right now from the depth of our hearts. Give him the praise that is due unto his name. Let your voice be heard on high right now as you are giving glory unto God, as you are giving honor unto his name, as you are celebrating the faithfulness of our God. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Lord, we say thank you. We bless your name. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all glory. For this marvelous act in our midst, we say thank you. Are you giving quality thanks to God? Appreciate Him. Those testimonies can only be God. They can only be God. Supernatural transformation. It can only be God. Breaking of marital siege. It can only be God. Miracle conception and delivery. It can only be God. Breakthroughs on every side. Can only be God. Are you giving Him thanks? Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all praise. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come today to thank you for all that you have done for us. The testimonies that we have heard, they are the evidence of your hand at work in our midst. And for it, we give you all the praise. Lord, right now, we ask of you that you will speak to us again today. Let your word transform us. And let your word change us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Our line of exhortation for this week has been engaging the power of thanksgiving for fulfillment of prophecy. Engaging the power of thanksgiving for fulfillment of prophecy. A prophecy is a declaration of divine intention. It is God speaking forth that which he intends to do. So prophecies are words. And it's important for us to understand that the greatest instrument of transformation are divine words. God utilizes his word to establish change. In 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. The instrument with which God establishes change are his words. The Bible says in Romans 12 and verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if we are going to see change, it is installed or enforced by God's word. It is receiving God's word that begins to trigger man's change. So the starting point of transformation is the reception of God's word. But the catalyst for transformation is the release of man's thanks. In response to God's word, God requires man's thanks. Our offering of appreciation is what secures God's hand for transformation. Whatever God says with his mouth, it will always take his hand to perform. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 15, the Bible tells us there, he said, that which he spake with his mouth to David my father, with his hand he has fulfilled it. So with the mouth, God speaks forth what he intends to do. With the heart, man receives what God has spoken forth. But with the mouth, man releases gratitude back to God. And with God's hand, God performs what he has spoken. So there must be an exchange. God releases his word. Man receives it with his heart and offers thanks back to God. And God performs it with his hand. Until there is the offering of gratitude to God, there is not the release of God's performance towards man. That's why the Bible makes us to understand very clearly in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. It said, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 36, we are told there that after you have done the will of God, you then may be able to receive the promise. So the manifestation of God's declaration only answers after man offers appreciation. It is thanksgiving, therefore, that is the catalyst for securing divine manifestation. I'd like us to understand, therefore, that what we have received from God in terms of prophetic words are treasures for destiny. But God's expectation, in order to facilitate the performance of those words, is for us to offer appreciation. When our thanks go to God, His hand comes to us. It is our thanksgiving that goes to God that secures His hand coming to us. And when His hand comes in our direction, His word is performed in our direction. My prayer for each one of us today is that God will grant each one of us the grace to sustain a life of thanksgiving. Let's look at a case study from scriptures. And this case study is the case study of Hezekiah. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1 down to verse 5. Many of us are familiar with this scripture. The Bible says that Isaiah was sent forth by the Lord to go to Hezekiah and tell him to put his house in order, because the sickness that he was, you know, confronted with was, as it were, going to bring him to an end. And the Bible says that Hezekiah turned to the wall, and he began to pray unto God. He offered fervent supplication and laid his case before God. Lord, you know how I've walked before you with a perfect heart, and I've done that which is right in your sight. Why will I be deprived of the residue of my days? He went before God and made his case clear, and a prophetic word came in his direction. He said, go forth and tell Hezekiah. Tell him I've heard his prayer. I've seen his tears, and I will add on to his days 15 more years. The word came as prophecy, but that word required performance. Think of prophecy as intention. So how do we see God's intention turn to God's manifestation? We see what happened here in verse 20 of the same scripture. It says, for the grave cannot praise thee. Let's look at that. It says, the Lord was ready to save me, therefore will I sing my song. Intention was available, but manifestation was required. The Lord was ready to save me, therefore will I sing my song to the string instrument all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. I've seen that He's ready. I've seen that He's set. Therefore, I would then begin to offer appreciation. I've not yet seen the manifestation, but because He has declared His intention, I will start offering appreciation. And we know the story. Within 3 days, Hezekiah was back totally sound because he offered thanks unto God to secure God's hand in his direction. I believe that each one of us have received words from God all through the prophetic feast. God was very, very liberal in spreading his word in our direction. He gave us prophetic pictures. He showed us things to come. He spoke concerning each one of us, declaring all of his intention. We saw the picture of the promised land. We saw ourselves installed in that promised land. He told us he has taken us from the wilderness and brought us into the land flowing with milk and honey. He told us our days will be multiplied as the days of heaven on the earth. He told us we will not eat bread with scarceness. He made us to understand the picture of the reality of this promised land. He has given us words. Now turn to the Lord and give him thanks. It is when we offer gratitude to God that his hand of performance comes in our direction to begin to manifest his word towards us. For each one of us, this promised land shall be manifested practically. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. I said, somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. So it will take our offering of gratitude, going back to him with thanksgiving. That's why we're told in Ephesians 5 verse 20, it tells us there, it says that we are to give thanks. Ephesians 5 20, please. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always. Making sure that gratitude becomes our lifestyle.
It is one of the requirements of this new land. We must keep offering thanks unto God. We must keep blessing his holy name. And as we are doing so, we see his hand continue to perform on our behalf. That shall be our experience in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe me, say loud amen. Beyond that, we also discover that thanksgiving and praise will keep the church of Christ growing. Not only does it decorate our lives, but it keeps the church of Christ growing. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19, it says, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. So it does not only bring about our decoration, but our multiplication. The church continues to experience growth as we continue to offer thanks. Acts chapter 2 verse 47, it said they were praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. As we keep praising, he adds to us daily. As we keep offering thanks, he adds to us daily. That is why a praising church is a growing church. A thanksgiving church is an ever advancing church. The more we celebrate God, the more he multiplies us. That's why thanksgiving must remain our lifestyle. We have seen it over the past 40 years. Thanksgiving is a natural tradition of this commission. At every point in time, there's the offering of thanks. We complete a month, we give thanks. We complete an operation, we give thanks. We complete a year, we give thanks. At the end of everything is thanksgiving. And at the beginning of everything is thanksgiving. We see the beginning of every month, we start with praise and thanksgiving. We conclude the month with praise and thanksgiving. Why? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. So by the time you start with thanks and end with thanks, in between the beginning and the end, God fills the gap. And when God fills the gap, good fills the gap. Everything you can imagine begins to occur positively, because between the beginning and the end, the gap is filled by God. And when God is the occupant of the gap, then be sure that that gap is filled with good. That will become our own experience in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning and lift your hand to heaven? And first of all, just give thanks unto God. Just give thanks unto God for the words that you have received, the prophetic words concerning your own promised land experience. Give thanks unto God. Give thanks unto God. Give thanks unto God. Give glory unto his name. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Glorify him and honor him. Make sure your voice of thanksgiving is registered on high. Appreciate him for the good land, the promised land that he has brought you into. The land flowing with milk and honey, where you are eating bread without scarceness, where you will live in goodly houses. Appreciate him, where your days shall be multiplied as the days of heaven on the earth, where none of us will say, I am sick. Will you give him thanks and appreciate him for this good land, for this good land, this promised land, this land of plenty, this land of prosperity, this land of serenity? Appreciate him. If you can see yourself there, give him thanks for it. If you can see yourself there, give him thanks for it. Appreciate him. Remember, as you are appreciating him, his hand is coming down in your direction for performance. As you are appreciating him, his hand is coming down in your direction for performance. As you are appreciating him right now, his hand is coming down in your direction for performance. Give glory unto him. Give glory unto him. Give glory unto him. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Give him thanks for those prophetic words that came like rain upon your life. All through the prophetic feast, it kept coming, it kept coming, and now it shall start showing. Will you give him thanks? Appreciate him and celebrate him. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. as you have offered gratitude unto God, begin to experience divine performance. Every one of those descriptions of the promised land shall become your personal experience. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will never have cause to say you are sick. You will eat bread without scarceness. You will enjoy goodly houses. Your days will be multiplied as the days of heaven on earth. In the name of the Lord Jesus, there will be no cause for tears. In the name of the Lord Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Another day is here, another opportunity for blessing. Now speak to the day and make your decrees. Whatever you declare and whatever you decree, God is sure to deliver. Therefore, speak to the day. Speak to the day. Declare the blessing of the day. Decree the blessing of the day. Right now, speak to the day. Right now, speak to the day. Right now, speak to the day. Make sure you are declaring the day is loaded, the day is blessed, the day is packaged for turnarounds. But speak to it. It is what you decree that God will deliver. It is what you declare that God will manifest. Now lift your hand and lift your voice. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. All that you have declared shall be delivered today. In Jesus' precious name. Don't forget, today is Wednesday. We are waiting upon the Lord. We are gathered together in the evening across all of our zones for our midweek service. It shall be a glorious time in God's presence in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go, and be blessed as you do.